Tufts University, and this project is a newer project and kind of arose partially out of working with similar populations. So, David.
Good morning. It's interesting to follow Eduardo in that Eduardo's project is ending its fourth year. We're ending our second, beginning our third year. So this is a project that is very much in midstream in terms of active work in the field around various of the methods that you're about to hear. One of the interesting things for me is that as an epidemiologist working at Tufts, it's caused me to rediscover this this content area. I had become more interested in general environmental issues in my research trajectory and in the work of my students. But what this project has done is reacquainted me with occupational safety and health, and you'll see that through the lens of Somerville, Massachusetts, which is a city of approximately 80,000 people. It's very much a gateway city in that it's a location of first arrival for many immigrants. It also happens to be a host community of Tufts. So one of the trajectories of Tufts is to engage in research that has aspects of international reach, also civic engagement, as well as the health sciences and environment. And one of the messages that I tell my administrators at Tufts is that you do not have to go overseas to do international work. At Tufts, you literally have to walk 50 yards off the campus and you can meet a very rich environment. These projects are voluminous in the number of people that it takes to actually implement them. This is a sampling of community partners, of Tufts students. Eduardo, you see prominently mentioned there in that a pivotal conversation that lasted for about half an hour, 45 minutes, prompted me to go forward with an application around the issues today that you'll see talked about, and also Lenore Azaroff of the Dohi project in Dorchester. So we've done a great amount of communication between similar projects in metropolitan Boston, and I think that's another aspect that I'd like to mention to you today, and obviously all important funding from NIOSH. Left click agenda. Here I've talked a little bit about Somerville. The partners, we have a community-based organization that you'll see in a second, Immigrant Service Providers for Health in Somerville. We also have a wonderful healthcare provider partner, a Cambridge Health Alliance. You see the goal there, and we're going to be using both quantitative and qualitative methods. One of the interesting things for me as an epidemiologist who predominantly relied on quantitative methods was my exposure to qualitative methods. So one of the other journeys that's taken here is the professional journey in terms of learning new methods that are appropriate to the research questions of interest. Left click. Here we see a little graphic on our partners. And also the other thing is Dr. Sequeira has already mentioned MassCosh. MassCosh is kind of the link between these three Boston-based projects. They're prominently involved in Dohi as well as Cobweb as well as our project in Somerville. I'm clicking. There we go. Well, that's a little distorted. However, the attempt here is to demonstrate the fact of the interaction between community partner. I seem to have lost my pointer. Oh, there it is. The community, the occupational health content and health services provided by the health service provider, and then the university. In a lot of the work that I had done previously in the environmental area, we had worked under an EPA program called TOSC, Technical Outreach Services to Communities. And one of the pivotal roles of the university was to act as an objective arbiter between communities and the regulatory community, critiquing environmental information and providing advice to community-based organizations. The critical difference here, I think, is that this is getting very close to community-based participatory research, in where the hypotheses that are looked at are subject to discussion and debate among the partners, and the slide is meant to essentially give voice to this richness of the exchange about the shaping of the very questions that are being asked. I would not say that we are totally all the way to the mature community-based participatory model, but I think we're making real strides. And I'm clicking away on left hand. I don't know why it... Maybe it's the size of the slide. Huh. Yeah, one of my students put this fancy entry point. So, what are our tools? Review of publicly available data. You've already heard from Dr. Sequeira about some of the well-documented gaps in publicly available data that we've documented also in Somerville. We have done surveys involving a variety of our different partners, and the one that you'll hear most about is the Teen Educator Survey. We have a set of teens who have designed their own survey and implemented their own survey. If you want more information about this, session 3349 at 2:30 this afternoon, we'll have much more detail on the teen survey. Focus groups, you've heard Dr. Sequeira talk about that. Key informant interviews have been quite helpful to us in terms of characterizing what's going on. In-depth worker interviews, some of our interventions, the formation of a co-op for Brazilian women house cleaners has captured both media attention as well as popular interest in the community, teen education and training programs, and then finally occupational health workshops. Now, busy slide, but meaning to essentially provide a narrative as to where we have been. You'll see 3 years of activity. You'll also see that the teens survey is on the left, and you'll see how that has grown over the years. 45 were done in the first year, 109 in the second year. We're about to go into the field for a third year. We're hoping to probably double, if not almost triple, the amount of interviews that have been conducted. You'll see the blue bar being focus groups. That's something that we've added in the third year because we felt we weren't getting enough detailed information from our occupational health surveys. They're very good in terms of descriptive data, but not enough about the details. Key informant interviews, you see in the center column there. Key informant interviews are open-ended interviews with community leaders. You'll see in the second year that we added city officials, we added health service providers. So we're constantly expanding the range of these interviews. And finally, to the rightmost part of the slide, you'll see these focus projects, particularly interviews around the initial entrance into the worker co-op. But one that I'd also like to particularly give reference to is day worker interviews. One of my students, Bindu Panikkar, has a great interest in detailing the experiences of women day workers, and this seems to be an area that has not received a lot of previous attention and is probably going to be one of our more exciting contributions to the literature. Huh. Must be the size of this. Clicking away. Oh, here we go. Okay. This is just a graphic to show the various kinds of partnerships and the way in which these partnerships reflect upon one another. In the surveys, it's mainly the teens and toughs with interacting. Teen training, you see MASCOSH, health fair is one of the prominent activities of the community-based organization, Immigrant Service Providers Group. And then a novel thing that we did last May of bringing Dohi and Cobweb together on the campus of Tufts for what we called an environmental justice summit. See some pictures of that in a second. That's good. Technology is a cruel mistress. Come on. Clap for Tinkerbell. Lordy. It's just... No. Okay. So here's an actual survey. I know epidemiologists always love to look at surveys. The interesting thing here is this is all teen designed. The questions were formulated by the teens. Some of the wording is distinctly more teen oriented than it is, you know, sort of traditional occupational health and survey language. They really own the concept of the survey and very much enjoy administering it. The other thing about surveys is that it can be adapted for different uses. So here we are entering year three. We know that we're going to be planning an occupational health fair under the sponsorship of the Cambridge Health Alliance, our healthcare provider. And so we've added and modified the survey to collect data to scope that event better. Here's just a little bit of data with regards to country of origin from our first 154 surveys, and you'll notice that there are quite apparent pockets of concentration of countries of origin from these surveys, and that is also part of the sampling method that we're engaged in. Usually these surveys are conducted under snowball sampling techniques in which we get the teens together in comfortable settings, usually sponsored by either an activity or a church, and where they do their surveys. And so this is not the same as, say, a randomized procedure with a sampling frame in the traditional manner of community-based surveys. I'm particularly interested in this. These are hazard maps of a Burger King done by our teens. If you could see this, watch out for the hot fry lighter, don't slip here, these kinds of things. But this is involved from a walkthrough that was done of a local business, and the teens beginning to practice some of their application of occupational health and safety training that they received from MassCosh, as well as others of our partners. Here's the health fair sponsored by our community-based organization, Immigrant Service Providers for Health, and let me say that that organization could not have been concocted in a more efficient way for the purposes of this activity. So one of the lessons that I've learned as a university professor trying to do this work is you need extremely good partners in the community, and this Immigrant Service Providers Group Health is a wonderful umbrella organization that brings together a lot of our partners. Here's a shot from the Environmental Justice Summit held last May. We're almost at the end here. This is just some highlights of the co-op, Vida Verde, formed by the Brazilian Women's Group that also plays a significant part of Dr. Siqueira's work, and the training and workshops that they conduct, as well as some of the takeaways that some of the participants actually received. Finally, next steps. We are going to keep working on our surveys, particularly broadening outreach to reach some populations that we have not as of yet been successful in reaching. One of the things about a gateway community such as Somerville is it's a sample of immigrant populations changes, so you need to stay close to current changes in populations. Conduct focus groups on specific occupational health hazards. That's going to form the basis for stimulating this meeting in winter of 08. identify community intervention needs, and then these day worker interviews. Sometimes they've gone on for as long as 2 hours, an individual sitting with an individual interviewer and translator, very, very powerful. And at the end, let me just summarize quickly by saying that this work has propels you into a context which you're not always familiar with as a university investigator. And I'm ending as soon as I can get this last slide to come on, because it thrusts you back into a broader context. And this context of immigrant health in a politicized environment is one that is important, and to bring that forward is a particularly useful aspect, both for myself, for the other faculty who are engaged in this project, and most importantly for the students that are working on this project, and ultimately for the community. Thank you.